The gossip that everyone will be talking about. It's the Showbiz Top 5. Brought to you by the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Live this Saturday at 8, 7 Central. Only on Nickelodeon. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Number 5.
It's the most popular PBS drama of all time, but the news we've been dreading has finally come. Downton Abbey is ending after season 6, We have a bit of hope because producers are seriously thinking about doing a Downton Abbey movie.
Oh, really?
I'm excited about that. So is this four. All part of the build-up to his own reality show, or is Rob Kardashian really feuding with his family? You know, the picture on Instagram of the bloody character from Gone Girl. Mm-hmm. Now we're saying it's maybe a publicity stunt, right, to build up, you know, drama for the potential show. Well, now sources are telling Radar Online that Rob wants to write a tell-all book about his family, but mom Chris is saying if he goes through with this, I'm going to file a cease and desist against my own son. Again, wow. Could be another storyline for the show.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see if that comes.
Man.
Going to the grocery store together is a huge milestone. I'm sorry, it is.
It's one of my favorite things.
Milestone for any relationship. Guys probably don't even realize what a big deal this is for a girl.
I do, but you know.
So are things that serious between Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris?
Really?
Yes. She is in Nashville rehearsing for her upcoming tour. Calvin flew in to visit her. And rather than lay low at her place, they did a Whole Foods run together.
Mm.
And sources inside the store, they weren't photographed in the store, at least I haven't seen those yet, said she had her arms right through his as they were going up and down the aisles. And Taylor and Calvin were first spotted together at the Brit Awards in February. Last week she was in Vegas because he had a show at Hakkasan.
Yeah.
Hakkasan?
So they're, you know, they apparently are together.
He flew her and friends out on a private plane.
They could watch with Haim because she's really good friends with Haim.
Mm.
So it looks like they're on, and he's hot, man.
I like that couple.
He's getting ready for his next ad campaign with whatever company he models for. And, oh, man. Jennifer Lopez and Casper Smart are back on, but were they ever really off? Because several sources told TMZ the breakup back in June was a business move because her movie The Boy Next Door was coming up, and producers felt like they could sell more tickets if the audience is thinking, you know, is this the movie that broke up Casper and Jennifer because she's messing around with co-star Ryan Guzman. But J-Lo and Casper, they said, could only manage to stay apart for a few weeks. They were sneaking around a few times. Paparazzi caught them. You know, her dog, we thought, bit somebody. It turned out, no, it was Casper's dog at her house. This whole time, they've been seeing each other secretly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al.
But now the movie's over, and he's free to kiss her in public, which is what he did when he picked her up from American Idol this week. So they're back on if they were ever off in the first place. And Radar Online reporting this morning that there was more to Zayn Malik's decision to leave One Direction than just the stress and the desire for a more normal life. Sources say the group's management gave him an ultimatum, get sober or get out. And he refused. So management decided it was best for him to go, but they let him make that announcement that it's his decision,
right,
so he looks better. You know, they still have an image to protect. But he's been the bad boy in the group, you know, caught smoking pot and all that stuff, and he's always looking so miserable and lost a ton of weight, not showing up for the Matt Lauer Today Show interview. And anyway, he has given an interview since leaving One Direction for the first time to The Sun. Says he doesn't regret walking away, never felt more in control of his life. Apparently, he's wanted to leave for a while, but he tried to stay to make it work for the sake of other people's happiness, not his own. He also said there's no tension between him and the other guys. He said, my band's been really supportive. They've been cool about it. They understand. You know, it's not real to me anymore.
Hmm. How did he talk to The Sun?
That's the name of the paper. He also says that he and Perry Edwards are still together. We'll see how long that lasts. And that she just supports his decision to leave.
She was photographed coming out of the place they share together in London, super tan with her ring on and smiling.
She's forgiven?
There's a lot people will do for the sake of appearances when there's drama going on behind that closed door.
The main question is, who's going to hit them high notes now?
It ain't going to be Harry. That's the funniest meme of him trying to hit Zayn's note.
Harry tried to hit one of Zayn's high notes. Because Zayn can hit those Mariah Carey-like notes. And Harry tried it, and he goes, nope.
Yeah, but he has a good sense of humor about it. Anyway, that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Thank you, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you. What is that?
You hear that?
Oh, is it time?
It is about time, Big Al Mac. An hour ago, Sarah Kramer won $600 with Beat the Bank. She could have won like $970, though. But sometimes you got to keep it safe.
Are you a gambler? Are you safe? What do you want to do?
It's up to you. We're going to put you in the bank vault. The door's going to be closing. We're going to throw dollar amounts at you. You like one of those dollar amounts, all you got to do is scream stop. And that's exactly what you'll end up winning. All
right.
But in order to do that, you must play Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
And we are looking for caller number 17. That sounds good.
Done.
We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's still morning, so we have plenty more show on the way. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.